It's time now for Green Visions, a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill. Well, the warm weather this year may mean that the tree tapping season has gotten started a little bit early. Dave Rogotsky and his family make maple syrup. They sell it online, and Dave joins us a little bit this morning to basically dump all of his secrets about maple sugar. Dave, good morning.
Okay, oh, morning.
We didn't mention that part, did we?
No, I'm laughing at that. Well, secrets, maybe I'm all ears here this morning, so if anyone has some, they can call back in and pass them along.
Pass along the secrets. All right, so the first thing I got to ask you about this whole maple sugar tree. Now, I have a Tom Casper recommended autumn blaze maple in my yard. Can I pop a tap into that thing and get maple syrup?
Why not? Give it a whirl. I've got mostly sugar maples and red maples, and they're giving about 1.8% sugar, which is translating to about 45 gallons of sap to a gallon of syrup. But an autumn blaze maple in your yard, I've never tapped one, so I don't really know. But since they're in the maple family, I'm sure if you put a hole in it, it'll leak sap, and if you were able to boil it somehow, you'd get some nice maple syrup or sugar out of it.
But chances are, if you want to make maple sugar, it would probably be a good idea to have a actual maple sugar tree.
Well, not necessarily. You can make it from silver maple, those beautiful trees that were iconic almost on 4th Street there. And
There were some iconic ones in my neighborhood, too, that are in pieces now. Yeah.
Okay, and those silver maple make a really fine maple syrup. It's a subtly different tasting if you compared sugar maple versus a silver maple, but it's nonetheless really would produce fine syrup. And so even on the way to yellow birch or a white birch makes its own, not as sweet. It's more of a cooking syrup from the yellow birch and the white birch. But there's like a number of trees, even basswood and a couple others that are escaping me.
Now, I've heard that you can make syrup out of pine sap, but it's nasty. That's what I've heard.
I've heard tea out of something in that neighborhood, but I've actually not heard of syrup. So that would be something you'd have to win me over on that one.
Well, the internet is full of facts, and I put that in air quotes. And I'm just thinking, you know, anybody who's ever gotten pine sap on your hands, from the sticky standpoint, you know, you could see it on pancakes, but it tastes kind of nasty.
Well, I'm thinking it would myself, so it's better to leave that in the on the pine tree or the balsam or wherever you might find that one.
All right,
is my thought.
Sounds like a plan. So now, what about this goofy weather? What's the deal? Now it the warm gets the sap going, but doesn't it have to freeze overnight or something?
Well, at this point, as long as there's snow, there's the snow is 32 degrees, and so it's enough to for the trees to think that, well, they're standing in 32 degree snow, so they'll run. Then once that snow is gone, then it's really it really doesn't work so well, because there's a kind of a grate, or there's a pressure created in the tree when you get a freeze thaw cycle. So anything above 32 or 40 would be a real nice temperature, and 20 would be a nice low temperature, and you would have a beautiful run of sap that day because of the pressure created in the uniquely in maple trees. But we're not going to get that, it doesn't appear. But they'll trickle out until the snow is gone, and then you'll definitely need a freeze to get the sap to run in the maple trees.
So tell me once again, you mentioned it just at the beginning, and I didn't take the time to scribble it down. How much sap do you need to make sugar?
Well, I don't know if you're actually talking sugar.
Or syrup. Let's say syrup.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, though maple syrup candy is like one of my total favorites. But
sure.
Okay.
So at this point, the sugar content in the sap right now, my first check of it was yesterday, and it always starts out low in the season. And so yesterday's reading was 1.8% sugar. So there was roughly 98.2 parts water and 1.8% sugar. And so to give you an idea, so 1.8 is roughly 45 gallons of sap to a gallon of syrup. But the trees build sugar as the season goes along, so that 1.8 by this weekend, I'm hoping, is 2.1, and by next week, maybe 2.4, 2.5, and we've even had it into the 3%. But then it's huge. It's a big effect, because 3% sap only takes about 25 gallons of sap to make a gallon of syrup, and so it really starts making a difference in the volume that you produce by the sweeter sap that comes later in the season.
And so it's kind of the opposite of rhubarb, which starts out really sweet and gets less sweet
as
it goes along. Well, I'm kind of a rhubarb aficionado, you know, I'm kind of...
things as the rhubarb festival in town, so... Yeah.
So, you know, and the thing that you need on rhubarb as you get later in the season, perhaps, is a little bit of syrup. Just a little thought. Or maybe some maple sugar sprinkled over the top of the rhubarb.
You're kind of bent on that sugar. That maple sugar is a real treat. So if you heat that maple syrup, finished maple syrup is roughly 220 degrees Fahrenheit. But if you keep boiling that, you will end up at sugar, and the point you want to stop is about 265. If you go much higher than that, you'll get a black, gooey mess.
Mm.
It'll still appear syrupy at 260, and you give that a stir, and it's amazing. There's some chemistry that occurs there, and all of a sudden it goes from this liquid to this beautiful golden, crystally sugar, and it's really miraculous. So that's how you get sugar. Just take a little bit more of the water out. And the Native Americans, of course, had no way to store liquids. And so that's how they would do it. They'd finish everything off to sugar. And that's what they did with the sap, would boil everything into the final product, sugar.
Dave, I got to ask you one more question before I let you go.
Yes.
How many times per year do you burn your tongue tasting sugar or syrup before it's cool enough?
Well,
or have you finally learned after all this time?
You know, burning my tongue is something I try to avoid. Last night I was looking forward to the first syrup of the season came off of the evaporator. It was hot, but not hot enough. I allowed it to cool somewhere below 200 degrees so it didn't burn my tongue. But we produced first syrup of the season last night, and that was exciting here.
And you had to stick your finger in it and put it in your mouth. You had to.
That's about it.
Dave, thank you so much for sharing your secrets, your sugar secrets this morning. And it was a really sweet conversation, Dave.
Well, thanks for calling, Lisa. And We like sweet conversations. We're all about that.
That's kind of what I thought. Thanks again, Dave.
All right. Thanks for calling. Have a great day, too.
Dave Rogotsky makes maple syrup and maple sugar, and he joined us this morning as our guest on Green Visions. Green Visions on KUMD is made possible in part by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.